A Wally on Wheels. This is the garden. If you put water on it, it grows. Sometimes, even if you don't do anything, it still grows. But sometimes, even if you do things, lots of things, with movements, gestures and materials, all imbued with great care and good intentioned attention, bits of it die. It's a rectangle. This is one of the books I'm currently reading. This particular book lives on a small shelf in the bathroom. It's a rectangle. This book is a different one. It's full of words that make me uneasy about the future of human existence. This other book is full of shapes that make me want to make more shapes, but I never get round to doing them. This other book is full of images that are designed, on occasion, to involuntarily arouse you. This book, next to it, is the same, but it's framed as being academic or an art. They are all rectangles. I'm lucky enough to have access to one. A garden, that is. It's currently included in the rental agreement, shared with the flat upstairs. Along the edges, there are two long oblong, brackets rectangle, sections for plants, flowers and shrubs. In the centre, there is a grass bit, also rectangle. This is the computer. As part of my work, they gave it to me. They let me carry it around whenever and wherever I want, so I take it home every single day. Once home, I try to catch up on all the work I didn't manage to get done at work whilst I was busy doing all my other work. Work. I do this all times. I do this in the evenings, in the mornings, and during the weekends. The computer. It's what I'm currently writing this on. And because I'm writing this on that, I'm not doing my work. So I guess it's not all times. Rectangle. This is the phone. It's what I've been looking at instead of watering the garden, reading those books, making shapes, or writing this. The phone. I'm still paying it off in monthly installments. You need to put electricity in it. When it runs out of electricity, it goes dark. Lifeless, cold, coltan. A slab of dumb sand. Phone died. That's what we say, isn't it? Phone died. When it does this, when it goes off, it somehow feels lighter, right? When it does this, when it runs out, you feel uneasy about the future of human existence. Rectangle. This is the front of the house. It's a small street-level grid of concrete slabs. For the last few months, it has been home to the remnant parts of the old garden fence. They and it were and are rectangles. The fence is gone now. Every Sunday, without fail, I get all my toy cars plus other assorted model vehicles out from their boxes and create small vignettes. Scenes, displays, curations along the grid of concrete slabs on the stoop. Some weeks it's a kind of car boot sale / village fete setup. Other times it's a drive-in, cinema or theatre, that sort of thing. A thing where lots of cars are required, where lots of cars don't feel out of place. Once they are satisfactorily placed, set into a good scene, one that is filled with both the promise of the commons, as well as a rapidly fading, soon to be irretrievable sense of socially driven spectacle, once that's there, I start to imagine some kind of excessive drama to shake things up. A play. I play. The play invariably involves, it demands monster trucks, causing or resolving chaos, crush, carnage, cat. How cat looks out at me at this through the window. Rectangle. Brackets, the cat is cat shape. I'm not sure of much, but I'm pretty sure they're not thinking what I'm thinking. It's a weird space, a sort of non-space. As I said, it's at street level. From the perspective of the bedroom window brackets that the cat looks out of, it appears raised. It appears this way because it is this way. The flat is lower. It's at basement level. It's a basement flat. This is a problem when it comes to keeping all of your things dry and mould free, etc. But it does allow you to get a real good perspective on all the vehicles when stood in the gully, brackets, the trench, question mark, that separates the two levels. It makes me feel delicious. And the other downside here with this setup is that the gully, brackets, the furrow, question mark, is a total trash trap. Road flotsam, street jetsam, windswept, caught discards, packaging for products we would never buy, bags that once contained things that are no longer around, tissues that I didn't even get to blow my nose on, that sort of thing. I have on several occasions, maybe once a week for about 5 years, thought about indexing these things. I never get round to doing it, but the thought of doing it is in itself satisfactory enough. Where was I going? Oh yeah, squares. Our posh neighbours. No, not him. Let's, for the sake of this, call him Tom. Brackets, his real name sounds like that, but you spell it with a J instead of a T, and then an N instead of an M. Tom's great. I like Tom. It's the other lot, the ones that live on the other side. They moved in during COVID. Anyway, that lot are currently working on increasing the value of their property. And it's loud as fuck. Bang, bang, bang. It's the sound of, oh wow, what a spacious kitchen you've got now. Drill, drill, drill. It's the sound of, soon we won't be able to afford to live in the area anymore. Grind, grind, grind. It's the sound of capital stretching forth. Knocking down, knocking up. Knock, knock, knock. Who's there? The translucent molesting hand. The translucent molesting hand who? Smash, smash, smash. Dismantling any chance of our... You don't need to hear any more of this. You get it. And so what? Fair enough. But also it's obvious, right? I'm probably, even if not right now, have been, was at some point, the posh neighbour for someone else. And you know what? If you're fortunate enough, if you manage to catch a break, that'll be you someday. And good luck to you. I've noticed. Don't think I haven't. I know. I've seen the folks passing me, wandering up and down the street staring, checking out my Hot Wheels, coveting thy neighbour's matchbox. But you know what? I've noticed you too. I've also noticed the shit you've been dropping because it's now clogging up the stairs that lead to the door. I'm just minding my own business down here in the crack, brackets gully, question mark, playing quietly on the slabs, surrounded by your rubbish. I don't often remember my dreams, but the other night I dreamt that I'd woken up having managed to have a lie-in. I had an actual dream that I'd gotten enough sleep. I was like, yeah, I did it. I was so happy. I was so relieved. But then I actually woke up, checked the time on my phone. I'd slept for only 4 hours. So I got up, made some coffee, read some emails and waited for the banging to start. Soon, we won't be able to afford to live here. And this is what it sounds like.